So who would have thought mangers could be so controversial? It used to be rampant commercialism that was the great threat to a genuine experience of Christmas. And features the length of the land used to bang on about how corrosive the effect of unbridled commercialism was to a true encounter with the simple miracle that is Christmas. But there is a new enemy at the gate. There is another force out there that seems determined to undermine, spoil, rob us of a true meeting with the mystery and wonder of Christmas. And that enemy is political correctness. You must have come across examples of it in recent weeks. What those who shake their heads in disbelief and dismay call political correctness gone mad. For example, did you read about the school in Stoke Poges where the children were not allowed to wear tinsel to the school dance in case they decided to strangle each other with it? Pretty strong tinsel, but a possibility of danger that must be avoided, fear of litigation, abounds. Then there are all the education committees and councils, like for example West Dunbartonshire in Scotland, that refuse to allow parents to take photographs or videos of the school nativity play. In case the photographs get into the wrong hands and end up on some paedophile website, similar policies have been taken throughout the land. Judith Gillespie of the Scottish Parent Teachers Council described it thus. This, she said, is part of the creeping paranoia about the safety of children. We need to get back to some sense of normality. So Granny, who couldn't make it to the school because of arthritis, is barred from seeing photos of wee Jeannie dressed as Mary, and wee Davy looking shy and embarrassed as a gnarled shepherd, a tea towel perched precariously on his head. Pages that will be missing from the family album. On top of this, we had the Red Cross not allowing staff in their charity shops to put up advent calendars, hospitals not distributing free CDs of Christmas songs because they mention baby Jesus, no Christmas decorations at job centres, and no carol singers at, for example, Carlton Lane's shopping centre in Castleford, West Yorkshire, where they've been doing it for the last 7 years, but no more, the reason given, apparently, they constitute a fire hazard. No, really. Then there's the whole issue of Christmas cards. Under the headline, More GC and Less PC, a Scottish newspaper discussed the question of appropriate cards to send at Christmas. Issues like whether the Prime Minister should send cards that say Merry Christmas, or simply opt for the much less controversial, in-your-face, season's greetings, Happy Holiday, in case anyone from another world faith might be offended. The true irony of this being, of course, that it's not the people of faith who get offended by someone else's journey of faith, but the people of no faith, who in the pursuit of some kind of sanitised secular humanism make it all seem much more confrontational and belligerent than it ever really is. But in the interest of some kind of rather spurious notion of neutrality, nothing is allowed to be said by anyone about anything. Men and women of goodwill get a little frustrated by this bending over backwards in the pursuit of political correctness, and the net effect of it is to run the risk of robbing us of reality. And there was plenty of reality around back then, with the pain and risk of childbirth and the cold slammed door of rejection, with danger and mess, with animals and strangers and the first squawk of life piercing the night. There was nothing politically correct about an unmarried mother and the gossip and the glances, about a fiancé whose world was thrown into chaos by the news that his girl was pregnant and he wasn't the father. The threat and slaughter perpetrated in cold brutality by anxious King Herod, protective of his power. It was all too real, all too uncomfortable. And just as real and in-your-face and inescapable is the challenge the child brought to the world, the message of hope he bore, the commitment of undying love he made to us, and the reality that he touched the world for all his inauspicious beginnings, touched it with truth and light and gave it new possibility. And it is also true and also real, all too real for us sometimes, that when we come to it, when we let the story reach into our hearts, stir our feelings, address our minds, we sense something special. We're encountered by something very deep and powerful. And we don't want anyone to steal that away from us and give us instead some kind of sterilised Christmas that neither moves nor shocks us, some kind of bland Christmas that allows us to leave the stable with its soft light, to leave it pretty much undisturbed. It is disturbing. It should be unsettling that God is with us in a manner so intimate and personal, so dangerous and risky. We ought to leave this experience worshipping and wondering, or at the very least aware that the life of this child is important for my life, and I must not walk away from it as if it were of no matter. It is a matter of great matter. And where the instinctive stirrings of the spirit trouble us, then good. He came to trouble us, shake our complacencies, dare us to live his life, embrace his way. So to blazes with political correctness. We're going to do it right. Let our hearts be moved by singing Stormy Night in the soft candlelight. We're going to allow the tears to sting our eyes when we think what this all means as we get in touch with things that were maybe once important for us and we wish they still were. Or when we hear the children sing Away in a Manger with all that sweet, innocent joy of those who know and love truth and beauty when they see it. We will let go of our pride as we kneel with the shepherds before the Lord and King of glory, lying in a manger. We've dealt with the attack of the tacky. We're going to resist the attack of the wacky. We will go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has been told us. And no one is going to take that moment from us. We will not allow others to insist that we have winter but no Christmas. What we can, we will give him. Give our heart.